Hello, calls to
Eldad and Reina Ben-Ari in the sound company
are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. If you're a family member, friend, or invited caller, please press pound to be connected. If you're a solicitor, please hang up now. Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hi, it's Abigail again from Art Shop. We had a bad connection.
Okay, I can hear you very well now. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well as well.
Okay, very good. So I would just want to hear some information. I went to your website, and it's quite large and a lot to read and so on. I just want, in a few words, I'll ask you a few questions.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Great, Abigail. I'm now for more than 20 years a customer with Spectrum. I'm in Saugerties, so I guess you are available in Saugerties, right?
Yes, we are available in Saugerties. I can definitely check on your address to see what's the in-service date for your location.
Okay, we can do that in a little bit. I would like to know, how does it work? Number one, can I keep my email address as it is if I switch to you?
Well, the email address that you do have, you can add it on file.
Edit on file. No, I mean use it as my email address, the email addresses I have now.
Yes, you'd be able to still use your email address. That's correct.
The same addresses that I have now with Spectrum.
With Spectrum, yes. You'd be able to use that same email address with us.
Yeah, because my email address is now my name at hvc.rr.com. So this will stay the same.
No, we would not change your email address. So you can, if you use the specific email address with Spectrum, you can use that same email with us.
I see. So you work with Spectrum, or how does it work?
No, we don't work with Spectrum.
But
this is a different internet service.
Yes, I understand. But if I can use my Spectrum email address...
Is it an email that you got with Spectrum?
Yes, I got it actually when Spectrum was Roadrunner many, many years ago.
Oh, so hold on. Give me one moment, please.
Sure.
One moment, please.
Yeah, take your time.
All right, so it would depend on if when you do decide to cancel with Spectrum. If Spectrum would allow you to keep your email address, then you're able to use it with us. If they're not going to allow you, then you would not be able to use it. So it depends on Spectrum policy. So we have no problem with you using an email address, any email address with us. It just depends on Spectrum if they will allow you to keep it once you cancel.
Yeah, well, with the customers you have now, nobody asked this question so far?
No, because it wouldn't be with Archtop. Any email address that you decide to add on file or any email address you decide to use with us, you're able to use it. But if it's a case that Spectrum decides that you will no longer have access to the email address that they created for you, then you would not be able to have access when you do add it with Archtop.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a suggestion, maybe your technical department or whoever can find out, because most people here are with Spectrum in Ulster County, to find out from Spectrum if that will be their policy to allow you to keep...
Based on what I'm seeing, it says that if you do decide to cancel with Spectrum, they give you 60 days to be able to use your email. but I'm not sure.
Well, you'd have something to be sure of, really. Maybe your company can find out if customers that switch over can keep their email addresses. It's like you saw, this is my first question. It's of highest priority to people that consider switching to you.
Yeah, so if you do have an email address that is working for you, we're able to add that email address for you.
What do you mean adding? Adding? What do you mean exactly? I don't understand that.
So the email address that you add on file, that would be the email address that you'd be able to use to log into your account and also be able to manage your online, for example, your payments, updating your information, seeing your bill, just managing your internet service.
It's kind of a little murky here. I don't you know, I expect a little better from a new company that's trying to get customers here. It's not clear. I mean, it's not clear. Can I continue using our? I have about 5 email addresses. Can I continue using them? Or if not, then we probably cannot do business. So it needs to be clear.
Any email address that you'd want to use, you're able to use it. That is, any email address that you have access to, you would be able to use it with our system.
Yes, but are you saying that I have to disconnect my service from Spectrum also when I start with you?
So if it's up to you if you want to disconnect service with Spectrum.
No, you are not. Maybe I can talk to some techie or somebody in the technical department.
Yes, I am a part of the tech department.
Yeah, because it has to be crystal clear, not maybe if they allow, they don't allow, and
so
probably
current,
yes.
So currently,
work in this case.
If it's a case that you want to switch over to Archtop Fiber, you'd have to. We usually recommend when the services are fully installed that you'd call your current provider. You said you have Spectrum. You can call Spectrum and let them know that you're canceling service. You have a lot of persons who do decide to keep Spectrum and also keep Archtop as well. So you can keep Archtop and you can also keep Spectrum as well. If you do decide to go with Archtop alone, we usually recommend that you keep the once the services are fully installed at your location, then you can go ahead and cancel the service with Spectrum.
And cancel the Spectrum and keep using the email addresses from Spectrum.
Yes, but as I said before, Spectrum allows you to keep that email address for 60 days until you won't be able to have access to it.
No, this is not clear to me. You know, I'm a techie myself. I'm not, you know, somebody who doesn't know anything about internet and services. I've been with computers for all my life, and I don't want to tell you how old I am. But this is not clear enough for this.
Spectrum, if you cancel your service with Spectrum,
for 60 days, yes. So
yes, and then you won't have access to your email address. And if you don't have access to your email address, you won't be able to access your online account with Archtop Fiber if you choose to use that email address.
I'm sorry, Abigail. I really don't understand. I need to talk to maybe somebody else. That's more in the techie department that can answer my questions precisely, not if they allow, if they don't allow, maybe for 60 days.
So for the 60 days, you'd have access, but after the 60 days, you won't. You'd have to use a different email address.
Well, that's a big problem. So we cannot, I don't think we can do business because I've been with this email address since about 1985, which is like 35 years. I'm not willing to start using new email addresses on my account. I don't think too many people will agree to change all their email addresses once they join you.
All right. Most customers, they do have access to their own email address. If they do have a Gmail, Yahoo, we have been signing up a lot of persons, especially in the Socrates area, that have been switching over from Spectrum. You said you have a @roadrunner email address?
Yes, it's my name at hvc.rr.com, which is most of the email addresses in the Hudson Valley. HVC is Hudson Valley Cable. roadrunner.com. That's the most, you know, most used email addresses here in the whole Hudson Valley. So.
Yes, but that would not be even. It would not be a spec. It would be your personal email. It's your personal email, which you have access to. And being that you were officially, you officially receive it from Spectrum, it's your personal email address that you're able to use. So for the HVC email, you'd still be able to use it.
For 60 days or forever?
Yes, you'd have access to your email address.
What do you mean by access? I don't understand.
Yes, you'd still be able to use it after the 60 days. Because it's your personal email address and not Spectrum's.
But I got it through Spectrum.
Yes.
Through Spectrum. But HVC.rr is Spectrum. It's not Yahoo. And it's not AOL. It's through Spectrum. HVC is Hudson Valley Cable. roadrunner.com. rr.com.
Yes, and I'm saying that you're still able for Roadrunner and HVC, even after you cancel your service with Spectrum, you'd still be able to keep that service.
This you know for sure?
Yes, for the HVC Roadrunner, you'd still be able to keep that service.
To keep that, not for 60 days.
To keep your email address overall.
Okay, all right, that's good to know. Now, what and how will I get your service? Do you have the cable TV we get also through Spectrum? So will the cable?
No, we don't provide any cable services. Only internet and the landline.
And what online?
The landline, the phone.
Oh, the landline. Yes, I also have that through Spectrum. So the phone number will remain the same also when I switch to you.
That is correct.
So you provide just internet service and phone service.
That is correct.
Right. Now, how much will be the internet service? I'm also a senior, so maybe I get some discount from you. I'm not sure.
All right. So for the basic service that we do have available is the 1 gig fiber internet. It is $79.99, but you get $10 off if you use your auto pay with your checking or savings account and also do paperless billing. So it would be $69.99.
And this will give me And using it, well, let me ask you it in this way: when I'll be using it, will there be anything different from what I'm doing now?
No, you'd still be able to use the internet. If you do have TV, you'd be able to use it on your TVs. You'd be able to use it on your cell phones, your computers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be able to still use the internet efficiently.
Same. I will not see any change in using it, except
no,
the higher speed. You said
you'd be getting 1,000 megabytes per second download, and the same thing for the upload as well.
For the upload too, that's very nice. So it'll be $69.99, $70.
Yes, and that's
And then I can. You say after it's working, I can ask Spectrum to stop their service.
Yes, usually we recommend that you wait until the services are fully installed at your home, then you go ahead and cancel with Spectrum.
Then cancel with Spectrum. So if I want cable, cable TV, so this will stay with Spectrum. So only I switch to you, only the internet and the phone service.
Yes, but Spectrum won't allow you, if you do cancel the service with them, that you won't get the cable as well.
If I cancel the internet, I will not get cable from
Spectrum. That is correct.
Uh-huh. So I have to give up on cable TV altogether.
Yes, but if you do have a Amazon Fire Stick or Roku TV, you'd still be able to have access to the cables from the streaming services.
So Roku?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, it's not very clear, but it is somewhat more clear for me now. In other words, I'm paying now, just to give you the numbers, I'm paying now about $200 a month for cable TV, for internet, and phone altogether, three services. So if I choose to go with you for the internet, and I can then ask Spectrum not to include me in their internet service, but they will not give me also the cable service and the phone.
That is correct.
So your the internet service will provide for $69 everything, and I can get the TV channels through Roku, which I have.
Yeah, so if you have Roku, then
yes,
you'd have access to the streaming services that is available. And what we provide is the internet and the phone. The internet that you are considering about is the 1 gig, which is the $69.99 with a discount. And if you want the landline, that's the phone service, it's an additional $24.99. So in total, it would be $94.98.
And without the separate phone service, I cannot use a phone just on the internet.
So if you do decide to use only the internet service with us, and you cancel service with Spectrum, they would cancel both the cable and the phone.
And the phone. And I will not be able to use a internet connected phone without a phone service from you.
Oh, you can only get the internet service if you'd like. So if you only want the internet service, you can only get that. But if you only want the phone service, you'd have to get the internet as well.
But if I want only the internet service, can I connect the phone through that without having the phone service? Because there is what's called, phone over internet protocol.
Voice over IP. Then yes, that's okay.
I can connect that too without separate phone service through you.
No, that's not a separate phone service, but you're able to do that. Yes, we do have that connection.
And this will be a total of
$69.95. So for the internet service alone, it's $69.99.
Right, and I will be able to connect a phone to that service, to the internet service.
If you do, yes.
Yeah, regular, it's not separate phone service, but it's phone service through the internet, which is...
If you're doing a phone service through the internet, yes, you'd be able to use it.
Okay, that gives me a lot of information and I can decide. Do you have all basically what we talked about? Do you have it on paper so you can mail it to me and I can look at it a little better?
Oh, no. Do you want me to sign you up for service?
Not sign up. I just want to know how it works, that I can read it. Besides, hearing it from you, it's clear if I have it also on paper and I can understand it better. Do you have
All right. What I can do is I can let our team know to send out a flyer with the information.
Yes.
A flyer to your location, would that be okay?
Yes, that's what I mean. A flyer that would give all this information concisely and in print so I can,
Could I get your address, please?
Sure. The name is Eldad, Eldad, Benary, Benary.
Okay. All right. Could you spell the first name again, please?
Eldad.
Okay, so that's E as in Echo, L as in Lima, B as in Boy, A as in Apple, D as in Dog?
No. E as Echo, L Lima, D is David, A is Adam, D is David.
Oh, okay. I got that now.
Yeah. Yeah. And the address is 129 George Sickle Road in Saugerties. And it's 12477.
All right, so that's 129 George Sickle Road, Saugerties, 12477, correct?
Right, yes.
All right,
right.
I'll let the team...
Yeah, sorry.
I'll let
you
the team know.
Kingston.
I'm sorry?
You are in Kingston, I'm just asking.
Oh, yes, we're
yeah.
based in Kingston.
Yeah, okay. So you'll give it, they'll send it out to me, the flyer with all the information.
Yes, I'll send it over to the team so that they can have it sent over to you, okay?
Great. Yeah, and do you have this address, George Sickle Road, is already available for service?
Let me look at it right now for you.
Oh, yes, okay.
Let's look on George Sickle Road. So it would be available for service on November 21.
Of 2024.
Of this year.
Oh, okay. That's pretty soon. Great. Okay. So I really want to thank you for all the information, and you did very well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Is there anything else I can assist with?
That's it for now.
All right. No problem. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
You too, Abigail. Have a great day.